Hello, family. How's it going? Oh man, this is a good week. I wrote a lot of emails today, like way more than the last 2 weeks, so that's good. We're just chilling in the church right now. It's a short P day, so it gets over at 2. But, oh, hey guys.
Hey.
All right. This week was pretty crazy. I think I specifically learned two things this week. One, that, well, you know what? I'll just explain it as we go. But the highlights of this week were Tuesday, we got to go to the temple, so that was great. It's always good to go to the temple. And that's why we have a short P day today. But it was worth it, it was super good. And Wednesday, we got invited to taco night at the campus Baptist ministry. But here's the catch. It was like specifically for deaf people. So only deaf people went, plus us, and we don't sign at all. But it's still super fun. They were really chill about it. And we just like had notepads that we rode on to talk to them. So it was really fun. And the tacos were good. Oh yeah, so the girl that invited us to that, she's pretty cool. Her name is Hannah. She's like a pretty devout Protestant, Christian. But she like actually lives what she believes, so it's really good. She's super righteous. But we saw her on like Thursday or Friday again on campus, and she invited us to this interfaith like panel meeting thing. So there was a bunch of different like leaders from different faiths on a panel, and they for like 7 minutes each kind of introduced like what their faith believes. And then afterwards we all got to ask questions to them. So that was really cool. There was like a Muslim dude and a Hindu guy and a Buddhist guy and a Jewish dude and Catholic father and a Baptist preacher. I think that was it. We tried to get on. We asked them. We would have been like at least 50 years younger than everyone on there, but that would have been pretty sweet. It was like really formal though, so they said we couldn't get on that last minute, but next time they'll let us on. So he gave us his business card. So next spring, catch us on that interfaith panel at Lamar campus. It'd be sweet. But basically, what we gathered from that is that no other religion really has any idea what they're talking about. Just like as far as, I don't know, well, they probably do. I probably shouldn't say that, but it just didn't make any sense to me. Nothing that we asked the question, like, who is God to them? And none of them knew who he was at all. They all said, like, he's unknowable, unfathomable. Man can't comprehend, which is like kind of true. Like, we really can't comprehend, really, but we know a lot. And so that was pretty interesting just to see, like, that people really have no idea. Someone else asked the question, like, how do you know? How did they know that what they believed was the truth if there's so many different, like, beliefs out there? And every single one of them in their answer somewhere talked about tradition. It's just tradition. So it's really cool that we in the Church of Jesus Christ don't just believe in blind tradition. We believe that God will tell you the truth, and then whatever he tells you, you follow. So that was super cool. It was a bump set for a testimony to be spiked down on everyone, but no one bore their testimony, sadly. Next time we'll be on there. So that was a cool experience. And then we Sunday got invited to interfaith Thanksgiving service, which was at our church, which was pretty sweet. I guess it's like a Beaumont tradition where every year a bunch of different faiths gather together and basically just give thanks for all of our many blessings. And there's like a food drive and we eat dinner afterwards. And so we met one of the dudes that was on that panel on campus. He was there. He gave like a little sermon. He was a Muslim guy. He was pretty fire and brimstone. It was pretty funny. But it was cool because like a bunch of different pastors and fathers and ministers and I don't know what they call like their Hindu like leaders, but rabbis and stuff each gave like different sermons. And it was cool that you could like feel, we could like literally feel the spirit leave when they taught false doctrine. And we could feel it come back when they like said stuff that was true. They like blew this giant horn when like one of the, I think it was the rabbi came in. They blew this horn and everyone like stood up. And the spirit just like disappeared for a little bit and then came back later. But it was crazy. It was a cool experience. We got to sing in the choir, which was really fun. I can't sing. That's another thing I learned this week. Oh, yeah, I think that was one of the two things I was going to say that I learned, is that I really cannot sing. But I can, like, match someone else's singing a little bit, kind of. And so I just sat next to this dude who sung really well, so I just matched what he did. But we were forced into singing in sacrament meeting, just me and my companion. And the senior missionary in the branch. It was probably the most cringy, like, 3 minutes of singing anyone's ever heard. I was, like, sweating up there. I was so embarrassed. Our singing was so bad. I couldn't hear the piano because I was, like, far away from it. Over, like, the sound of our voices. And so I was, like, off pitch the whole time. But that's okay. We were willing to serve and people probably just have more pity on us, so maybe they'll feed us more now. So hopefully that will come out of that. But let's see, what else happened? Oh yeah, so our girl Audrey has been doing really well. She's awesome. She's the one who like found us on campus and like fed us. And her mom was just baptized a while ago in Houston. So she's been reading the Book of Mormon a bunch and has written down a bunch of questions, and she's doing awesome. She's progressing really well, so that'll be exciting. And Alex got baptized this week, which was sweet. He's such a good kid, such a good guy. He didn't put it off until his girlfriend got here. He just got baptized. She FaceTimed in, which was funny. And he asked me to baptize him. So we got to get wet, and it was really cool. We had to clean the font out super, well, we really had to clean it. In Southeast Texas, we're pretty close to sea level. And so every time there's a heavy rain, the sewage backs up a little bit. And I guess it all decided to come up in the baptismal font. And we're not sure how long it was there for, but it was stanky. And so we got, like, for about 2 hours, we were scrubbing the baptismal font. I probably inhaled so many chemicals, but it was clean afterwards. And it wasn't draining super well, and one thing led to another, and somehow the plug was not in the font water, like, 5 minutes before the baptism was going to happen. So by the time me and Alex got into the font, the water was like barely up to our knees. So he did a pretty solid squat, and I was really pushed to my physical limit to get him all the way under there. But it worked. Yeah, it was good. Well, I think that might be it. Oh wait, okay, yeah, so recap. The two things I learned, I can't sing, and I'm grateful that we know so much about our eternal destiny and about who God is, because no one else really does. So that's a good thing to be grateful for this Thanksgiving. But I love you all. I hope everyone has a good Thanksgiving and eats lots of turkey. We've got dinner, so don't worry, Mom. Also, I just remembered that you like asked me a million weeks ago if I got the package you sent me forever ago, and I did. So So you're good. You don't have to worry about it. But I love you all. Hope you have a good week. And we'll see you later. Okay, love you. Bye.